Time now to talk about the Eagles wide receivers with wide receivers coach Mike Groh, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. And Mike, we are all impressed by the way your group has played. I wonder what it's like in terms of your feedback with them and how demanding are you? I'm not sure fans really understand that. You come off a game where Alshon has a touchdown catch, where Nelson has a catch for a touchdown and recovers a fumble in the end zone, where Torrey draws a big holding call down the field, four catches. How demanding are you after that kind of game? Is it a lavish praise, or do you kind of look at the mistakes that are made, or do you look at everything?
No, we're really hard on ourselves, and we're always trying to get better and improve on our performance, and obviously can take a lot of positives out of the game from yesterday. I thought they were aggressive, and from a technical standpoint, one of their better games. And, a hustle play like that by Nelson really just says a lot about, the kind of character of this football team.
This group was overhauled in the offseason. Alshon and Torrey in free agency, Mack and Shelton in the draft. Nelson comes back, moves into the slot. As you got everybody together back in the spring, how did you kind of decide how to build? How do you build this into one cohesive unit?
Well, I think when you and I talked the last time, we talked about, the different skill sets of the guys and having complementary skill sets, and each and every guy brings a little bit different. A little bit something different to the team. So I think we've done a good job with that, Howie and Joe and Coach and, everybody involved in the draft and free agency and putting this group together. And then these guys they show up to work, and they love ball, and they practice hard, and they're into it, and they understand the game plan. And, we just continue to get better each and every week.
How's Alshon been this year for you? The numbers, obviously 5 touchdowns in the last 4 games. He and Carson really seem to be on the same page as well.
Yeah, I like the growth that they've had throughout the course of the season. I think it's obviously been a process with those two, but getting more and more comfortable each and every week and being able to do a little bit more things, understand each other's body language, just a subtle look here, a subtle look there, and being able to do some things out there during the course of a game.
How was Alshon before the Bears game? Was it any different kind of guy? Was he making his game bigger than another game?
No. He approached it just like all the others. We know that each win means the next game is even more important, and that's all that this was for him, is just another game in the season, but an important game for us and what we want to get accomplished.
I'm impressed by Torrey's professionalism. Still got the burst down the field. What's he brought this offense?
Well, I think, one of the things, you just hit on it. This guy's a true pro's pro. He comes to work every day. He's into the game plan, and he works off to the side, just like a guy that is in his first year in the league and still believes he's got a lot to learn and can get better at. And his attitude and his demeanor in the meetings, he's got a great personality too. So he knows how to keep things light, and does that. But a very conscientious player.
You mentioned skill sets earlier, so you take Nelson from the outside and put him in the slot. I know he's played both, but what are the skill sets required inside that people kind of maybe don't recognize?
Well, I think you got to have a good feel for coverage inside. Obviously, the angles and the releases are a little bit different. You got more of a two-way go off the line of scrimmage inside, but feeling zones, having good fast hands, encouraged to work over the middle of the field and be able to make decisions. You got to there's more routes that could adjust inside than maybe outside, but. He's a very intelligent player, and he's got the toughness to go in there and mix it up in the run game.
I remember when he was drafted, the Eagles said they were so impressed with his ability after the catch. We didn't see a lot of that in the first 2 years. We've seen a lot of it this year. Explain that. Why is he so good with the football in his hands?
Well, he's been blessed with, in my opinion, elite skill level. Just take the play from yesterday where he catches a ball at the line of scrimmage, and he's got a safety bearing down on him, and he just runs right away from that guy, and then front flips into the end zone. So, he's got elite skill level. Been telling him that since I got here, and he's one of the most exciting guys at the position in the league.
What kind of progress has Mack made in his rookie year?
Really pleased with Mack's progress. Coming in where he didn't really play a lot last year as a senior due to the injury. Coming in and, he absorbs everything that you tell him. Highly intelligent player. He's got size. He's got length. He's got very good ball skills. And, he really does a lot of the dirty jobs for us. But, every time his number's been called, he's been ready. And that's really a testament to him and the way that he approaches each and every week, too.
We have not seen a lot of Marcus Johnson nor Shelton Gibson for the fans. What kind of progress have those young guys made?
Pleased with their progress. Yeah, those guys go to work. They don't get discouraged. They just, they know that they've got a role. Whatever the role may be, that's the role that we need them to play right now. And this week or next week, it might change. But for right now, things are going good, and they're a positive part of this process.
How would you describe the room in terms of its competitiveness?
Well, we set out at the very beginning to say, hey, look, we're going to compete with one another. We're going to, you know, try to raise the level of each and every guy's game in this room, but we're also going to support each other. And I think you see that just in the way that, you know, when guys have success out there on Sundays and, you know, see the touchdown celebrations, you're seeing just a, you know, a true team.
Are you involved at all in these touchdown celebrations? Are you aware of what might be coming down the pike?
No idea. Okay.
So they scheme on their own, huh?
Yeah, they're doing that.
Who's the person? Who's the designer of all these?
I don't know who the choreographer
really?
Is. No,
really?
I really don't know.
Mike, what kind of relationship have you created, do you think, with your receivers?
Well, I think we have a, you know, strong relationship, and you know, they've seen improvement. I think individually in their games and. Again, I'm just a part of it. I'm here to support them. I'm here to try to help them get better, and hopefully they feel like they are getting better and they're prepared to go out there and play well on Sundays.
I know you spend a lot of time with them, morning meetings, diagramming X's and O's. How much of this game for a receiver at the NFL level is up here as well as the rest of the body?
Well, I think, you know, every position. When you're at this level, you can't just do it on physical talent alone. That you have to be invested in the game plan. You got to spend your own personal time away from you know, the facility here and studying the game plan and thinking about how you want to do certain things. We can't get them enough reps in practice. They'd be worn out by Sunday or they wouldn't last a 16-week schedule. So, you know, we preach all the time. If I'm coaching somebody, I'm coaching everybody. So that you got to get that mental rep. And if you take a true mental rep and you absorb that rep, then that's got to count sometimes. Other times we can get you the reps. And it is the look that we're hoping to attack. But the guys have really done a good job with that. And they just showed up and made plays when the plays came to them on Sunday.
Mike, thanks so much. Mike Groh, Eagles wide receiver coach, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson.